Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Listen for reviews of your new favorite brews.
It's beer for breakfast.
It's beer for breakfast every Friday on Dave and Mahoney.
His bronchitis seems to have lifted.
I finally feel good.
Good.
It's like the first time in like weeks that I'm actually starting to not cough my ass off.
And you know what? You look good too.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you. It's the diet that I'm...
Is that what it is?
Yes. Yeah.
You've got a glow about you.
Yes.
And you got a beer in front of you. I don't know if that's on the diet or not, but...
I don't know. I didn't ask, so I'm going to plead
ignorance.
We're
gonna go with yes.
So we're just gonna move on. And the beer that we're featuring today on Beer for Breakfast is the Swami's India Pale Ale from Pizza Port Brewing in San Diego.
You've been a fan of Pizza Port for a long time.
Oh,
in
yeah.
fact, when we went to San Diego together last, we actually went by Pizza Port to have
we
some
did.
Of their beer. So
we
you're
sure did.
You're somebody that I would say considers pizza or holds Pizza Port in high regard.
I do.
Is this one that you've had before though?
Oh yeah. This is a staple. I mean, when you talk about staple IPAs that are out there, the Sierra Nevada IPA obviously comes to mind as one of the oldest in the country. I think that one came around in like 88 or 89. This one, the Pizza Port Brewing Company's Swami's India Pale Ale, this one first was brewed in 1992, so over 30 years old at this point.
So
what is the original
those,
West Coast IPAs?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's an IPA way before people knew what an IPA was.
Oh, I mean, this is an OG, and you know, it's just nice to be able to get together with friends, drink a beer, and celebrate our way into the weekend on a Friday.
So why is it called India Pale Ale? Is it because...
So there's two types of pale ales. Pale ale is traditionally a English beer.
Right.
That they brewed over there a little less intense, I would say. But when the British were over in India occupying during World War I, World War II, during that time, they started shipping the beer over there. But to do that, it was the regular pale ale couldn't make it because it has a shelf life, because it doesn't have a whole lot of alcohol traditionally, between like, you know, 4% and 5%.
Sure.
So they beefed it up. And so the IPAs, a little bit more hops, more alcohol, so it was able to last longer, and it held up better over time than it took to ship over to India.
Dude, just I'm the worst dude, and I have no idea what was just said.
Just
so much information.
How awesome it must have been if you're like in the port waiting, and then on the horizon you see the beer boat.
Oh yeah,
like you've been waiting. You're like, there it is, brother. And there everyone's like, yeah. Like pulls in and we're just celebrating.
Because you think about, like, that's the one thing I am ignorant on. You know, you think about, there's a lot of countries that are known for certain alcohols, and I can't, when I think of India, I think of India Pale Ales because obviously it's one of the most popular beer styles, but I can't think of any other big booze or alcoholic beverage that India is known for. That's just my own ignorance because obviously never been there.
No. I mean, most countries aren't known. Well,
what do you think? Like Greece is known for ouzo, Russia and vodka, Poland, vodka, France, wine and champagne. You know.
Now that you say that, I was very wrong.
Yeah, Scotland, Scotch.
Yeah, Ireland, whiskey, Guinness. You know,
America's bourbon.
Yeah,
bourbon and whiskey.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm an idiot. Yeah, Mexico tequila. Canada, Labatt's Blue.
Australia, Foster's.
Australia's.
That's just such a marketing gimmick. I don't even think they.
I asked an Australian friend that one time. I'm like, do you guys drink Foster's? And she's like, no, man.
I think that's still the number one beer drank in Australia is Guinness.
Mm.
I believe so. I think that's still the number one beer that's consumed worldwide. And the Guinness outside of everywhere in the U.S., is infinitely better than what we have here.
Is it?
It really
is.
So let's get into the Swami's IPA, the five categories in which we rate every single beer for breakfast. Our look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. We don't need a drum roll just yet.
Sorry,
I paid $14.99 for this six-pack of pints.
That's not a bad deal.
Four pints, coming in at 6.8% alcohol by volume. You pay $14.99, you drink this six pack, you are going to be feeling no pain. You drink three of these, you're going to be feeling real good. And it's available in many places. So that's one of the things that I've really liked over the years, that Pizza Port is expanding its footprint and more people around the country are able to see and experience this beer. The can, I mean, it is just an iconic looking can. The artwork on there is classic. Pizza Port always nails this. Every one of the products that they put out is timeless classic and just has a look and feel to it. The smell, when you take a whiff of the Swami's IPA, I mean, you just get that sharp hop. You know, this is a classic West Coast style. When you think of West Coast style beers that beers try to live up to, this is that beer, in my opinion. And I mean, so you get that sharp hop, you get a little bit of citrus. I mean, not a ton of alcohol, and there's not... I mean, they have IPAs out there that are 10%. This one's closer to 7, so no knock. I mean, still a very strong beer, especially if you drink an entire pint of it. Let's move on to our favorite part of Beer for Breakfast, though, and let's all take a drink of the Swamp. Dave, we don't need a drummer.
Sorry.
We're just drinking. Sorry. We're taking a big drink of the Swami's IPA from Pizza Port. Cheers, friends. Cheers.
Gives me a little bit of a chill. One thing that Mahoney has taught me specifically over the years is never judge a beer on your first taste.
Can't.
Especially for anybody who is trying to venture into new palates that you might not like.
IPAs.
IPAs are tough for me personally.
First time you drink a IPA, anytime. Like, I just took a sip, and it's still... I know what to expect, and you get that fuzziness, and you get that sharp hop, and it's... You go, whoa!
It's like drinking weed to me is how I would attribute it.
But that's any alcohol for me too. Like even my first sip of bourbon, I'm never like, ooh, that's
great.
Yeah,
you got to ease into it.
And then a little
halfway
bit.
Through the bottle, you're like, this is really good. Audrey, I'm going to guess that you're probably not going to be a big fan of this beer. And the reason why I say that is because one of the things that really hits me about this taste is
sharp.
That it's sharp and it lingers.
It's like, lingering on the back of my tongue hardcore. Yeah. But I will say one thing that I am enjoying, and I don't know. I haven't read any of the palettes that is supposed to be, I'm supposed to be picking up on this.
This is a simple IPA. This is not a super complex. This is like a West Coast IPA through and through.
So, but one of the things that I'm noticing, and I could just be, you know, completely wrong, is that there is a tinge of some sort of fruit in there.
Yes.
Not super forward. It's almost like a pineapple to me. I don't
citrusy.
Know. Citrus, something.
It's,
I don't
there's
know.
There's a citrus in there.
But there's enough of that, and that's what makes me kind of, if I am going to drink an IPA, I want it to have a little bit of a juice aspect to it. This is not obviously super juice forward, but it's tolerable for me. Would I pick this up and drink an entire one by myself? Probably not. But I think that this is truly a good gateway IPA if you're wanting to try something that has a little bit of a not as fruit forward taste and you're wanting more of the hops.
I think this is more of an intermediate. I think you start with the hazies if you're traditionally not an IPA
and
fan.
And I love a hazy.
You start with a hazy like we did last week with the Fruit Force IPA Voodoo Ranger. That's
just on
a great
back
one.
Of your throat, man.
That gets you into it. But this one is more alcohol forward. Dave,
this is a gateway IPA, like a gateway from like the combine, right? Like if you've been playing already for a while and you're about to enter the pros,
right.
Then maybe, right? But yeah, this is a pretty good IPA. I mean, maybe it's just because the temperature is exactly right.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite IPA that I've ever had, but this is a really pretty easy drinking. What'd you say, 6.8%?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
I mean, this goes down real easy for that. I am a hop head, so I like the hops. I don't really love them lingering as much as they do, but the way to get them to stop lingering,
take another drink.
And
here I go. And as you start to drink, and as this thing starts to go down, it gets better and better. Chris, you're traditionally not a huge IPA guy. What are your thoughts on this as kind of a IPA and West Coast IPA novice?
So when I first took a whiff, I was like, whoa, so much hops. But surprisingly, I think it smells hoppier more than it tastes.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes better coming in than it does with the aftertaste of the hops. That's one of the things I don't like about the IPA is the aftertaste lingering. But all in all, out of all the IPAs that we've had, especially over the last year, and you guys kind of like getting me into this, this is a smooth IPA.
Yeah.
I mean, for somebody who doesn't like these, I could still sit down and drink this without a problem.
I think it's got a really good balance to the flavor. I mean, yes, it has the traditional stalwarts of IPAs. Like, it is got that pininess. It is got that fuzziness. It does linger in there. But I think that the alcohol is masked very, very well. I don't think you get that. You don't get any of that. Like some of these big IPAs, I just can't drink more than one. This one is refreshing. It's crisp. It's sharp.
You know, I was just going to say that the can has everybody, obviously, this is a very, you know, California-based beer, and I'm seeing everybody, you know, on the can surfing and in bathing suits and hanging out half naked. I took two sips of this beer and instantly started burping. I don't know if this is a bathing suit beer.
And this beer is not for everyone. I mean,
it's not.
We keep harping on how hoppy it is in the aftertaste. If you are not really into hops, you are not going to like this beer at all.
This is a pizza beer. So, hence the name pizza port. I mean, it's a food-based beer. This would be awesome with just a greasy piece of pizza.
Yep. But this is not a bathing suit.
It's that hop. We're getting a little heady on this, no pun intended, but the hops would, I think, cut through the grease perfectly, and that's probably the only way I would drink this beer
again. I would love a piece of pizza right now. And the can that you're looking at, the namesake of this particular beer, Swami's, is a surf spot in San Diego that's called Swami's. A beautiful, you know, beautiful break that overlooks the cliffs down there. I mean, it tastes like it looks, in my opinion. So that's why a big fan of the can as well. Overall, this is just a very crisp, medium body, good beer. Moving on to the drinkability for me, I think the price point is on point. The availability is on point. I will make a caveat. If you've never had an IPA in your life, this is not the one to start
in my opinion.
Start with the hazies. But if you like hazy IPAs and you're looking to expand your palate, I think this is a great way to go pro and experience kind of what made a lot of people in the craft beer world fall in love with this style of beer.
If you're trying to do IPAs too, I feel like pizza port holds a really good name for IPAs in general.
I mean, this is a classic. I mean, in my opinion, this and the Sierra Nevada and this one is so much better in my personal opinion. So the price point, the availability, and the drinkability all lend to a very high score for me, Dave.
Okay. Oh, I'm excited.
If you're an IPA fan, buckle up. Can I get a drum roll, please?
I don't think we have a drum roll.
We have a drum roll. Oh, Mahoney's. Beer Scouts from Easy. See, you're it's getting me. It's getting after me. I give these Swami's India Pale Ale a 4.2 out of 5.
That's a wrap.
Well, it's about time.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
At Dave and Mahoney.
They're everywhere.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram.
Listen anytime and on demand at DaveandMahoney.com.